Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and welcome to another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your host, Arthenius Jackson, coming to you live from the great city of Florence, South Carolina, with One Touch Transformation. And I am so excited that you have decided to join in for another episode of empowerment, encouragement, motivation, some uplifting, all of that and some more. So thank you for tuning in. All of those who have called in and those of you who have logged on, I appreciate it so much, and I pray that the things that are said tonight, that it will motivate you and that it will, you know, bring forth even healing, some encouragement, and just whatever you need. I pray that God meets your need tonight. So again, I am with One Touch Transformation, which is my baby, my ministry, my nonprofit organization, where our mission is to educate the community about sexual abuse while encouraging and empowering all victims and survivors. So the organization, it began simply by me sharing my story of survivor of childhood sexual abuse. Now, although everyone may not experience that traumatic experience and may not be impacted or affected by it directly, all of us, all of you, we are all impacted by it indirectly, because there's 9 times out of 10, there's someone that you know, and you know, I hate to say it, but it's true, someone in your family or someone close to you who is a victim or who has been a victim. And they may not have shared their story yet, but in some form or fashion, at some point, it does affect us all, because we have to interact with those people. We have to interact with all victims and survivors. And so it becomes a problem for all of us, for society, and most importantly, our family. And so with One Touch Transformation, we like to raise the awareness of that it is happening. We like to educate people about what it is, what it looks like, what are some signs to look for. But we also like to focus on the healing aspect of it, because so many times we may hear, you know, everything negative about it. And believe me, it is a very, very, you know, traumatic experience. But I also like to encourage all victims and survivors that there is healing on the other side. There is freedom on the other side. There is deliverance. There is, you know, so much that you can have just by using the voice inside of you. That voice of yours, sharing your story, it brings you so much power. It gives you a chance to regain your power when you thought your voice was stolen, when you thought that you had to remain in silence. You do not have to. Now, I'm not saying that you have to go and share your story on every platform or share it in every auditorium. I'm not saying that. But I am saying that you need to speak up and say something and tell someone. You don't have to tell everybody. You don't have to tell the world, but tell someone, because you do not need to carry that burden, because that's what it is. Every time a victim has been, you know, traumatized, whether it's through molestation, sexual assault, and just sexual abuse, it puts a burden on them, and they feel like they have to carry it alone, that they can't share it, they can't tell anyone. But from experience, I'm here to encourage you, whether you are a victim or whether you were a victim in childhood, I'm here to let you know that you are not alone. You do not have to carry that story alone. You do not have to carry that, but you can experience true freedom. You can talk about it, and you will know when it's time. Do not allow anyone to pressure you when to tell your story or to even share your story. It is your story. So that means that you can tell it whenever you want to. You can tell it to whoever you want to. So if you have someone who you find trustworthy, or if you want to seek counseling or therapy, it is okay. Even as a believer, it is okay to seek counseling and therapy. I went through it, and I still love God. I went through it, and I still read my Bible. I went through it, and I still pray. So do not allow anyone to even tell you, hey, you don't need to see a counselor. It's for crazy people. No, no, no. It's time to erase the stereotype. It's time to get past that. But I am telling you that you are not alone. There is help. There are resources. And I'll be more than happy to provide them for you at the beginning of this and as well at the end. And it's always posted on One Touch Transformations page. So I'm going to go ahead and give out those resources before we even begin. And so the first one that I want to give out, and I encourage even those of you who are secondhand survivors, meaning that you are friends, family, or loved ones of those who have been victimized or those who have shared the same story, you can post this as well. That is one of the best ways that you can help out or support other organizations who are fighting for the same cause. But one website that you can post and check out, which has many, many great resources, it lets you know about the stats. It lets you know how you can help victims and survivors. It lets you know what you can do to volunteer, even in areas where there are rape crisis centers. But the website is RAIN.org. So it is an organization called RAIN, and the acronym stands for Rape Abuse Incest National Network. So that's RAINN.org. And like I said, this is a phenomenal resource for, you know, anyone, victims, survivors, supporters, volunteers. So if you go to this website, you can see all the tabs. Click on the tab where, you know, the information that you need. If you are seeking help, if you are ready to share your story, there is a phone number. There's also a chat that you can use if you do not want to, you know, physically talk or verbally talk. You can chat with someone who's there to help. And there's also a section where you can put in your zip code, and it will give you all of the rape crisis centers closest to you or in your area. So that's why I say it's a great website for both victims and supporters. So that's RAIN.org. So if you're listening, please post these resources, because someone on your timeline, they may need it. You just never know, because victims and survivors, it's not that easy just to come forward and say, hey, me too, or it happened to me. And I also would like to give out the sexual assault hotline, and that number is 1-800-656-4673. So that's 1-800-556-4673. So again, share these resources, because you never know who needs it. It could be friends, it can be your coworkers, it can be your family members. You just never know, because statistics tell us that 1 in 4 girls before they're 18 will experience sexual assault, or 1 in 4 women that you know, they have experienced sexual assault. So this is a serious matter, but we want to see all of those victims and survivors experience, like I said, true freedom, because it is possible. My desire is to see those that I encounter on my journey. I want to see them experience the freedom that God has given me. I know that it's possible. I'm not saying that the journey is easy. No journey is, but it is so worth it. You just have to trust the process. Go through it. Go through the process, and I promise you it will be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And I'm not saying that you're going to have all good days, because you won't. There will be times when you feel like crawling beneath the covers in your bed. There are going to be times when you have those triggering moments, those reminders. But it's okay, because you can get through it. You can get through it. And so that's just a little bit about, you know, what I do as an advocate with One Touch Transformation. And like I said, at the end of the broadcast, I'll give you some more information about One Touch Transformation, how you can keep up with what we're doing, the changes that we're going through, because certainly, as you can see or hear, everybody is revamping, relaunching, and so we've got to do things a little differently. But for me, advocacy, it has never stopped. Ministry, it hasn't stopped. It can't stop. Despite what happens through the pandemic, we still have to minister. We still have to advocate. We still have to encourage. So that does not stop. All right. So, again, I want to thank all of our listeners for joining in. So we are going to get ready to spread some good news. I'm so excited about, you know, what God has given me. I'm excited about what I've been reading, and I cannot wait to share this news with you. And I pray and I hope that it encourages someone tonight, that it even draws you closer to God. So tonight I want to talk about the word elevation. Elevation. And I want to focus more so on, of course, God's time when we're talking about elevation. So when we think about elevation, we normally relate it to, you know, a change in job titles or promotions. And elevation can occur in different areas of our life, but they may not happen on our terms or on our own time. So, yes, we do expect them and we go after them, but that doesn't necessarily mean we will obtain it every single time. So although we see the promotions up there that we want to apply for or the different job descriptions and that will pay a little more money, we want to go after those things. And just in our life period, we want to elevate just in our life. So even though we desire those things and even though we go after it, it does not mean that we're going to obtain it right then every time. Sometimes it may happen and sometimes it may not. So this can also pertain to, like I said, our natural lives, such as on the job or in our career. Sometimes we may inform our, you know, whoever your current supervisor or manager that we want a pay raise. Or we may be interested in a different position that pays more, or just interested in a different department that has a different title, and again, that pays more. And so whatever job you may be on right now, maybe there is another job description or another department, or maybe you just feel like you need a raise, you know? So we desire those things, and we want to go after that because we want to better ourselves. We want to better our lives. We want to be well-rounded people. And we feel like in order for us to reach, you know, certain levels, of course we have to be elevated, because each time that we are elevated, it is a different level, a new level. And so for starters, just something simple, some jobs, they most of the time require, you know, a certain amount of time on the job before you can even qualify for a promotion. So it's not like, okay, I start 1 week, next week I'm asking for a raise, or I start 1 month, I start in the next month I'm asking for a raise. It does not happen like that most of the time. I'm not saying that it can't, but most of the time it does not, because, like I said, the last job that I was on, you know, I started, and I think I received a raise. It might have been like 2 months into the job. It was about 2 months into the job. But, you know, it all depends on the type of job, the type of business it is, how it's ran, whether it's privately owned, family ran, or if it's a corporate or corporation. So one of the first small promotions that jobs offer is, you know, the 90-day policy. The 90-day attendance policy, whether you're coming in on time, whether you are performing well, doing what you're supposed to do, not taking off, not calling out. So most of the time jobs have that 90-day period where they're watching you. And so they want to see if you are committed. They want to see if you are dedicated to show up and perform, and not just perform, but perform well. So we have to understand, please do know that it's about more than just showing up. So you have to do more than just show up. You must show up and perform well, perform with excellency. We don't want you to just show up and halfway do your job. Like, how can you expect to, you know, get past that probation period if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing? You know, I don't think they want to award you for halfway doing your job. So as believers, waiting for our elevation can be a little difficult at times. Trust me, I understand. I've been there and sometimes still go through those points or those periods. So sometimes it can be a little difficult at times, especially when it feels like you've been doing what God has called you to do, and it sometimes feels like we're operating in the will of God. Like, Lord, I am doing everything, or I'm trying. You know, it seems like I'm doing everything that you've required me to do. I am doing my best. I am praying. I am reading the word. I am in service. I am praising you. I am worshiping you. So sometimes even when we feel like we are operating in the will of God, we still have to wait for God to elevate us. And I know sometimes we become impatient, so it gets a little tough. It's a little difficult. It's hard waiting. No one likes to wait. But we still have to wait. Like, we can't change anything about it when we think about it. We can't change anything, absolutely anything. Because if God wants us to wait, then we have no choice but to wait. Even if we try to make it happen or try to push God to speed it up, if he does not want to, then we just have to wait. And so that's why we have to, I guess, take on a mindset of doing things God way with his will. Because if his will for us is to wait, then we just have to fall in place, fall in line. If we're going to do his will, then if his will is for us to wait for certain things or certain positions, then we just have to wait. We have to wait on God to elevate us. We have to make sure we remain in his will, because the moment we step out of his will and we try to do it our way, guess what? We're going to mess up. We're going to throw things off. And you know, and God is like, just wait. Just, I have something great in store for you, but I just need you to wait. And we're right on the other side, like, oh my gosh, like, please hurry up. I want this to happen, like, right now. I want this now, but God is on the other side, like, just be patient. But we don't want to be patient, especially when we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. It's like, we feel like we deserve it right then, because we're like, God, I'm doing this. But why do I have to wait? So that's why it's important to remain in his will. Take on the mindset like, okay, this is the will of God. His will is for me to have it. But at the end of the day, I have to wait until he grants it. We have to remain in his will and not rush and try not to elevate ourselves. We cannot do it. No matter how you try to, it's not going to be right. Even if you think it happens, or even if you think you make that mountain move, you know, or even when you think, oh, I got that position. But if you did it out of God's will, it's not going to work. So while we're waiting, we have to remain in his will, not rush and try not to elevate ourselves. And so what makes it even more difficult while we're waiting? I'm going to tell you what makes it even more difficult, because it's one thing, it's one thing to wait or to recognize that we have to wait, but the moment we begin to see our peers, our coworkers, our acquaintances, our friends being elevated, then we start questioning ourselves or like asking God, like, when is it my turn? When is it my turn? Oh, and what about this? What about when your enemies are elevated? Oh, how does that make you feel when you see your enemies not elevated? Because you know what? God reigns on the just and the unjust. What about when you see, you know, sinners or unbelievers when they're elevated? How does that make you feel? Hey, like I said, while we're waiting, we have to remain in his will. There's no way around it. We can't make God do anything. We can ask him, and we must ask, you know, according to his will, but we cannot make him do anything. We can't boss God around. But we wait, remain in his will, and we cannot elevate ourselves. All right, so we're going to take a quick pause before we continue. For those of you who may just now be joining in, whether you're calling in or logging on, I'm your host, Arsenius, with One Touch Transformation, coming to you live from the great city of Florence, South Carolina, and we are talking about elevation, and in God's time. So before I continue, there is a song that I would like to play. And before I play it, I will say, I must put this disclaimer out there. We at Purpose Kingdom Network do not own any rights to the music that you're about to hear. But the name of the song is called While I Wait by Lincoln Brewster. While I Wait. And so when I was listening to it earlier, you know, it has such an important message in it, talking about while I wait. What do we do while we're waiting? So I've already said we have to remain in his will, and we cannot rush to elevate ourselves. But there is something that we have to do while we wait on God to elevate us. Because remember, we're already impatient. We don't want to wait. We feel like we need it right now. We deserve it. We feel like we deserve that elevation whenever we ask God. But it doesn't work that way. It does not work that way. We do not work on God's term. Well, God doesn't work on our term. We work on his term. So we must remain in his will. So again, we do not own any music rights to the song that you're about to hear. It's called While I Wait by Lincoln Brewster. So take a listen to these lyrics and listen to that important message of what we should do while we wait.
Deep within my heart, I know you won. I know you overcome. Even in the dark, when I'm undone, I still believe it. I live by faith and not by sight. Sometimes miracles take time. While I wait, I will worship. Lord, I worship your name. While I wait, I will trust you, Lord, I'll trust you all the same. When I fall apart, you are my strength. Help me now, Lord. See every child, you may be all, you're my healer. I live by faith and not by sight. Sometimes miracles take time. While I wait, I will worship. Lord, I worship your name. While I wait, I will trust you, Lord, I'll trust you, all I say, your faithful name, your promises remain, your faithful name. Though I don't understand it, I will worship with my pain. You are God, you are worthy. You are with me all the way. So while I wait, I will worship. Lord, I worship your name. Though I don't have all the answers, still I trust you all the same.
While I Wait by Lincoln Brewster. So we've been talking about elevation when it doesn't happen on our term, but when it happens on God's terms or in God's time, and how difficult it can be when it doesn't happen when we want it to. Sometimes it's hard. It's difficult to be patient. But let's take a look at these lyrics. So, you know, before I play the song, I had already mentioned that what we have to do in our waiting is that we have to make sure that we remain in his will and not rush and try to elevate ourselves. Even when we see our peers, our coworkers, our acquaintances, our friends, our enemies being elevated, and we may ask ourselves, when is it my turn? So in the song While I Wait, the lyrics that I want to focus on that really resonated to my spirit. So he said, while I wait, I will worship. Lord, I'll worship your name. While I wait, I will trust you. Lord, I'll trust you all the same. So I'm trusting you all the same while I'm waiting. Even though it's not happening right now, I'm still going to wait and trust you. Even though I see others being elevated, I'm still going to trust you the same and worship you. My worship is not going to change while I wait. It should not change while we're waiting. I love the line in the song that says, while I wait, I'll worship. Just that phrase right there, while I wait, I'll worship. Believe it or not, I believe it's during our worship. This is me, how I feel personally. And, you know, after listening to the song and even in doing the studies today, it kind of spoke to me and said, you know what? It's during our worship when God works. We may not understand it right then, but it's while we are worshiping God, while we are trusting him, while we're believing in him. That's when God begins to do his work. And so we can't focus on what's not happening. We can't focus on who it's happening to, who it's happening for, who God is elevating at the time. Yes, if you celebrate them. Celebrate them, especially if it's your loved ones. If it's your friend, if you are a true friend, if you are a supporter of whoever it is, celebrate their elevation. But even while you're waiting, you still have to worship. You still have to trust God. You still have to remain in his will. So I feel like during our worship is when God is working. While we are patient, we are worshiping him. And that's when God is working. Think about it. Despite what is going on or what we're waiting for, what we're believing in God to do, the things that the areas that we want him to elevate us in, we still believe in God. We're waiting. But while we're waiting, we should be worshiping him. Our wait should not change the way we feel about God or what he can do. You know, naturally, when it comes to people who we know, people who we interact with, people who we deal with, you know, when we have to wait on them, it's like, okay, I don't want to deal with them anymore. You waited and you waited. They're not dependable, you know. They're not dependable. I can't trust you to get here on time. So you know what? Just scratch it. No love lost. No hurt feelings. But I can't work with you. I can't deal with you. But when it comes to God, our wait, it should not change the way we feel about what God can do, what he's capable of doing. Because either way, he's still able. While we're waiting, we're still believing and trusting in him that, hey, he's still going to get the job done. Whether he does it today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, I still trust you. I'm still going to worship you. Whether I'm elevated next month or whether it's not until next year, God, I'm still going to trust you. I'm still going to worship you because I still know what you are capable of doing. We know that he can do anything, and everything he does for us, it works for our good. So even in our patience, even in our waiting, it is for our good. All things work together for the good. It's working for us in our waiting. While we're waiting to be elevated, while we're waiting for God to elevate us in whatever area of life it is, whether it's spiritual, whether it's your career, whether it's just your everyday life, however, wherever you want to be elevated, while you're waiting, we must worship. Don't you dare allow your weight to change or even stop your worship. Don't you dare allow your weight to change or even stop your worship. Because it's in our worship is when God begins to work on us, through us. That's when he does his work. That and I'm not saying that's biblical, but that's just how I feel spiritually. In our waiting, in our worship, it's when he begins to work. So let's go to 1 Peter 5 and 6. 1 Peter 5 and 6. So we're still talking about elevation in God's time. Not on our terms, but on God's terms and in his time. So remember, we must remain, you know, in his will. So in order to, you know, see or to get the elevation that we desire or that we long for, we know that God has for us. 1 Peter 5 and 6, it tells us, so humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time he will lift you up in honor. Again, he says, so humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time he will lift you up in honor. At the right time, God's time. We don't know when it is the right time. It could be the next day. It could be next week. It could be 3 days later. It could be next month, 3 months. I don't know. But it said at the right time. It doesn't matter how far off it is, it'll still be the right time. Whether it's today, tomorrow, it'll be the right time. So we must always remain humble. We can't, like I said, we cannot elevate ourselves. We can't do it ourselves because we'll get it wrong every time. And so we have to remain humble and allow God to lift us up, to elevate us. And it says he'll lift you up in honor, not just in a kind of way, but he's going to make sure. And I'm not saying that it's all about recognition, but anything that comes from God, it is with honor, with dignity, with virtue, you know? So most of the time, we may not understand why we have to wait. But when the wait is over and it's in God's time, he will lift us up, you know, the right way, the perfect way, in honor. So we can't do that ourselves. We can't. Oh, I'm going to honor myself. No. Allow God to lift you up in honor. And it'll be done the correct way at the right time. At the right time. All right, so next let's go to Galatians 6 and 9. Galatians 6 and 9, which is a very encouraging scripture. Because sometimes when we feel like, oh, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, but it feels like I'm not being, you know, rewarded for my good works. I'm letting my light shine. I am praying every day. I'm reading my scripture. I am doing, you know, doing what I'm supposed to be doing the best that I can, because we're always going to make mistakes. But whenever you are giving your all, when you're doing your best and it still feels like that you're not being rewarded, sometimes you may feel like, what is the use? You know, I'm seeing everyone else getting elevated. They're getting this, they're getting that, and I'm over here just still in the same spot. And I'm just praying, like, God, when is it my turn? When is it my time? But Galatians 6 and 9 is very encouraging, and it encourages me every time I read it. It says, let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, again, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. So that one used the word at the proper time. And in 1 Peter, it used at the right time. So when God is in it, it's going to be at the right time. It's going to be at the proper time. And I'm going to add, it's going to be at the perfect time. You know, things happen at the right time, at the proper time, and then at the perfect time, especially when God is in it and when he does it. That's why it's so important to remain, you know, meek. It's important to remain humble. because when God does it, he does it big, you know? We serve a big God, a great God, awesome, amazing. And so God doesn't just halfway do things, you know? When God, when he's bringing it, he's going to really bring it, you know? He's going to bring it. He's going to do it, and he's going to do it big because that's how amazing he is. That's how awesome he is. And so you can't tell me that my way, or if I'm elevating myself or trying to elevate myself compared to how God can do it, man, there is no comparison, none whatsoever. It, hands down, God, you do it. That's, sometimes we have to do that. Take our hands out of it and just let God do the work. And just worship him, trust him, remain in his will, and let him elevate you at the right time, at the proper time, at the perfect time. All right, so now let's go to Philippians chapter 2. We're going to read a few verses from here, starting at the third verse. So Philippians chapter 2, and we're going to begin with verse 3. And so we're going to hear about the demonstration of Jesus, of how he was very humble, even as he walked the earth, because it was, he was a demonstration of how we should be, you know, Christ-like, do the same thing today. We don't have to do anything extra. All we have to do is remain humble, do what God has called us to do, and wait, and allow him to elevate us at the right time, at the proper time, at the perfect time. So Philippians chapter 2, verses 3, I'm going to begin there, and it reads, don't be selfish, don't try to impress others, be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. So this is our everyday living. He said, don't be selfish. You don't have to impress others. Remain humble. Think of others more than you think of yourself. This is one way that we can prevent ourselves, or prevent, you know, us from trying to elevate ourselves, or be more than what we think we are, who we, you know what I'm saying. So just be humble. Don't just look out for your own interests, but think about others. So wanna just have the same attitude that Christ Jesus. Sixth verse, it says, though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. So even though God was who he was, all powerful, he did not use that to his advantage. He could have, but he chose to send his son, you know, gave up his divine privileges, sent his son, or took on the humble position of a slave, born in this world as a human being. But yet he still humbled himself in obedience to God. He was a God, all powerful, can do anything, but yet he chose to become in human form and died a criminal's death on a cross, even though he did not do anything, you know? And sometimes we feel like I know we're not perfect, but as believers, sometimes it's like we're doing all that we can so that we can become better Christians, or so that we can excel in life, that we can be successful, that we can be elevated, but it's like it's not happening. And sometimes we get put on the back burner or get overlooked just for doing good. And because we're doing good, it makes us feel like, why is nothing happening? Why isn't anything moving? Ninth verse says, therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Now, I'm not saying that when God elevates us, we're going to become a king or a queen, but we are royalty. We are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. But the point that I want to make, because he remained humble, elevated him to the place of the highest honor. He became elevated with honor at the right time, at the proper time, and at the perfect time. And so that's why it's so important to remain humble, because when God does it, he's going to do it big. And so we cannot get frustrated, even though we do, but we cannot get frustrated. We cannot lose our worship. We cannot lose our worship. Don't you dare lose your worship in your wait. While you're waiting, do not lose it. Because when God shows up, when he begins to work, when he makes moves, then we know that he's going to do it with honor. And it's going to be at the right time, at the proper time, at the perfect time. And so that should encourage us. I'm encouraging myself. That should encourage us. Like, even though I'm waiting, you know, it's going to be big, like the song said. God's about to blow your mind. If it's going to be worth the wait. That's the best way to just sum it up. It's going to be worth the wait for what God is about to do. It's going to be worth the wait. And so I dare not lose my worship. I dare not stop worshiping him. I dare not, stop trusting him while I'm waiting, because I know that there is something even greater on the other side of the wait. There is something, beautiful on the other side of the wait, because God is going to do it with honor. It's going to be at the right time, the proper time. And so it is very much worth the wait. So whenever I see others being elevated, I'm going to celebrate them. I'm going to celebrate my friends every time that they're elevated, every time they get a promotion. I'm going to celebrate them. And, and keep smiling, saying, my time is coming. So, tell yourself that your time is coming. You've been waiting. You've been humble. Just remain humble. Remember to do that. Remain humble and don't lose your worship. Because when God does it, he's going to do it big. He's going to do it big. And so we just have to develop the mindset, take on the mindset, or like I said, the same attitude as Christ. We have to take on that same attitude, remaining humble. Always, the moment we try to get puffed up and high-headed and prideful, like, I'm going to do this myself, then that's when disaster follows. And so God, he wants to elevate someone who is meek, who is humble, who still trusts him, who still worships him, despite the wait. So ask yourself, I'll put the question out there. I'll pose the question to you. Are you willing to worship while you wait? Will you worship while you wait? Will you trust him while you wait? Will you remain humble while you wait? Will you remain in his will while you wait? So as the song was saying, while I wait, I will worship. While I wait, I will trust you. I'll trust you all the same. Because he'll remain faithful. That doesn't change. God never changes. Even while we're waiting, he's still the same.
in his timing. We must trust him. We must worship him while we wait. So we're coming from the moment of prayer and the call to salvation. And I don't know what's going on in your head right now, what's on your heart. Maybe you are waiting for God to do some things in your life to elevate you, because we all want to go to the next level, you know, spiritually and naturally on our jobs and in our careers and in our everyday life. No one wants to remain the same. And I know sometimes it's frustrating and it's a little difficult while waiting. But I pray and hope that after hearing these scriptures and the words, that you are willing to continue to wait and still trust God, because God has something great in store for you. And maybe, and just maybe, someone is listening who may not have allowed God to come into your life. Guess what? God still has something for you. But he wants you to let him in so that he can show you and open your heart and your mind to these great things that he has prepared for you. So he said, "Behold, I stand at the door and I knock." So tonight you can let him in. He's at your door. So just let him in so that he can show you what he has prepared for your life. And I'm not saying once you let him in, it's going to happen right then. I'm not saying that. But I am saying once you let him in and trust him and worship him, he will begin to work on your behalf. He will begin to work in your life. And it will seem like he's not doing it, but believe me, he is. And so tonight you can take this opportunity to let him begin working in your life just by simply letting him in. He is a God who is just and will forgive us from and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, all of our wrongdoings. For we all have sinned and come short to the glory of God. We've all sinned and fallen short. And he said, a just man falls 7 times, but he gets back up. And so tonight, if you're ready to allow him to enter into your heart, you can pray with me. He tells us to repent for the remission of our sins. Repent, and he will forgive. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So if you believe that God sent his son to die for you, to forgive your sins, go ahead and begin to pray with me. Father, we thank you for this moment. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you and ask of your forgiveness. God, we ask that you forgive us from all of our wrongdoings, every evil thought, every evil deed, every unclean spirit that may have attached itself to us. God, we ask that you remove it in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for sending your son, Jesus. God, we thank you for the blood that was shed. God, we thank you for the stripes. We thank you for just Calvary. And so, God, we ask that you create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit. God, cleanse us. God, purge us through and through and wash us, purify us in the name of Jesus. God, we welcome you into our hearts so that you may begin to work in our lives. God, transform our minds, transform our hearts. Help us to start a fresh, a new life, a clean slate. God, we thank you for being the forgiving God that you are. And God, we ask that you continue to strengthen us even in our waiting. God, we ask that you help us to remain humble, to remain meek. Because God, we believe and we trust and know that you have something greater in store for us. On the other side of the wait, God, we know that you are working to perform such great things so that we're able to continue to carry out your will. Father, we thank you for all of our listeners those who are listening online and those who are listening by phone. God, we pray even for the entire panel or the entire platform of Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank you for allowing this opportunity to spread your word, to spread encouragement. God, we thank you, we love you, and we bless your name. We give you all glory and all honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So before we get our announcements, it looks like we have a caller on the line, so we're going to go ahead and take that caller. Is our caller still there?
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, how you doing?
Doing good, doing good.
This is Michelle Hines. Oh, boy.
Hi, Michelle. So good to hear your voice again.
First, I want to start off, I just want to thank you, you know, for the word and, you know, for the inspiration. And lately, that's how I've been feeling. You know, I've been just doing so much, even pouring from an empty cup.
Yeah.
And it's just seemed like, you know, I just keep getting hit with all these punches. Like today, it's like, oh my goodness, almost got scammed out of $50. It's just like today was just not one of them days today. Like, I found myself cussing today.
Oh, goodness.
Yes, like, I'm just like, OMG, somebody better not get on my nerves. My daughter texts me, Mom, can you give me money? Like, I'm just like, oh, my God, please, Lord, help me, something. And I just lashed out, and I was like, y'all starting to get on my nerves. And she didn't text me back.
Oh, goodness.
So, yeah, today was, like, very overwhelming for her. Because for, like, 2 weeks, I didn't have my three younger children. My older children had them. So it got a, you know, I had a chance to unwind and, you know, regroup. When I went into my depressed mood that I didn't do, clean my house. I even stepped out on faith and, you know, went out. I went out and helped clean up the park. Then they had this event. I went and I stayed there all day. And then here come Monday with the shenanigans. And then Tuesday.
Been testing you.
Yes. But I just think and praise God, you know, that I didn't give in to the enemy or Satan and his nonsense, you know.
Right.
And I just kept pressing forward, you know. So I'm just thankful. Just keep praying for me, please.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Just keep me in prayer. And,
yes, ma'am.
You know, I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful and thankful, though. I'm being serious now. I'm just grateful and thankful that, you know, through all I've been through, you know, my faith is just growing stronger and stronger. And I know that's all it is, you know. God is just testing my faith, you know. So I'm just grateful that I'm just, you know, standing on the throne and just keep pressing forward, even though, you know, it's hard. It's not easy. Especially
right,
when you're
right.
dealing with a lot of other things. So, you know, when you're growing in Christ, it's difficult. It's hard. It will make you want to throw in the towel. But I'm not giving up.
Good. That's what I like to hear, because you definitely will be tempted, but, you know, God's still, he's still good. We still have to trust him, and I still feel like he still has something greater in store for, you know, in store for you, even with you being tested. And I also would like to say I appreciate how you call in and how you're listening every every week, and so it encourages me as well every time I hear that you're on the line. So I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And I appreciate you more.
Oh, God bless you. To God be the glory.
You too. Yes. Yes, Jeff.
All right. So we thank Ms. Michelle for her comments and how she just faithfully attends. Like I said, I am just encouraged every time she comes on the phone. So before our announcements come on, I'm going to thank all of our online listeners and thank all of our callers. But before I give out the rest of the announcements as far as One Touch Transformation and those resources, we're going to get our Purpose Kingdom Network announcements coming from our pastor.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We just bless and praise God for that word that came forth this evening, discussion and biblical study on elevation. And you know, my favorite part is when you broke it down to our time is not God's time, that we have to wait for God's timing. If you want to know how important his timing is, look throughout the scripture. Whenever he was about to do something, it would always start with in the fullness of time, in the fullness of God's time. And then he would show up and show out as he always does. Oh, I just bless God for that word this evening and for Minister Arsenius Jackson. We thank God for our callers and our faithful caller, Sister Michelle Hines. We thank God for each and every one of you out there listening. We invite you to come back and join in with us tomorrow evening right here live on Purpose Kingdom Network. We will be broadcasting with the Daughters of Ruth and the host, Reverend Maureen Lee, at 9 p.m. right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. At 8 p.m., you can hear rebroadcast of Elevation with One Touch Transformation and the host minister, Arsenius Jackson, on PKN Radio. That's pknradio.com. You can look, listen via our webpage at pknradio.com, or you can type in pknradio.com and go straight via the Internet and listen in to our Internet radio, where God has blessed us to be able to broadcast the love of God, the hope of Christ, the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ 24 hours a day through gospel music. So we thank and praise God for that. We thank and praise God for each and every one of you. You can follow us via our social media pages at Facebook and LinkedIn. We're Purpose Kingdom. On Instagram and Twitter, we are Purpose_Kingdom. Again, we thank each and every one of you for listening in to this, our 1,480th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. As always, Minister Arsenius, wonderful word this evening, and the ministry is back in your hands.
All righty. Thank you, Pastor, and to God be the glory. And I've noticed that we are approaching our 2,000th episode. It'll be here before we know it. But I want to go back over those resources that I gave out earlier just in case you missed them and in case you want to share them again. So that website was rain.org, R-A-I-N-N.org. And the sexual assault hotline is 1-800-656-4673. That's 1-800-656-4673. So that is the sexual assault hotline, and the website again is rain.org, R-A-I-N-N.O-R-G. For more information about One Touch Transformation, you can visit our website at onett.me, or you can follow us on our social media platforms on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. At Facebook, all you have to do is type in One Touch Transformation. On Instagram and Twitter, we're at _onett. We would love for you to become a part of our online community. We are doing some revamping and relaunching due to everything that's been going on with COVID, but nevertheless, the advocacy never stops. So again, thank you so much for joining in for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. I've been your host, Arsenius Jackson, with One Touch Transformation, coming to you live from the great city of Florence, South Carolina, and I hope that you can join in tomorrow night for another great episode. So until then, I hope you have a wonderful night, a wonderful rest of the week, and remember, while you're waiting, do not stop worshiping. So while you wait, continue to worship, continue to trust him, because know that greater is on the other side. Have a great night.
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Devil wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.